You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
My one piece of advice would be breathe, take a breath, step back. Don't get too involved in the day-to-day of your business because it's really hard to get out of. So the sooner you can step back and be the true entrepreneur, the more successful you're going to be.
The E-Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
You're listening to EPN.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Siamak Farah, the founder and CEO of InfoStreet, and widely regarded as the pioneer of cloud-based apps. InfoStreet introduced its first business software via the cloud in 1995 with its flagship productivity application, StreetSmart. Mr. Farah's years of experience as a software developer affords him unique hands-on technical knowledge, while his work at Next Computer, side-by-side industry visionaries like Steve Jobs, gives him the marketing and management insight that has helped propel InfoStreet's growth year over year. Siamak is a frequent speaker at conferences that focus on the internet and SaaS such as ISPCon, Inbox, SoftLetter, and more. Mr. Farah, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
It's my pleasure to be here.
It certainly is our pleasure as well. So tell us about what is InfoStreet.
InfoStreet is a cloud app provider. We focus on providing cloud applications to small businesses, and we have three primary avenues to do so. We have a product called Sky Desktop, which is a free patent-pending cloud-based desktop. Sky App Market, an app marketplace that allows businesses to buy various applications to use in the cloud, and Sky Keychain, which is a single sign-on solution, meaning that you log into your Sky desktop once and you can use all these applications without having to log in anymore. And that is what InfoStreet is providing, and its focus is small businesses and entrepreneurs.
That is fabulous, let me tell you. Now, what is cloud computing for those that are kind of in the clouds with that one?
Actually, that's very interesting. That's a very good question, because what cloud computing is has changed throughout the years. If you went so far as back as maybe even 5 years ago or 4 years ago, cloud computing meant hardware as a service where you could go ahead and provision some server on the internet, and that was called cloud computing, and there were people who provided SaaS, which is software as a service, and then there were platform as a service, and there are all sorts of acronyms that got created. But in the past couple of years or so, with all the advertising and all the radio shows such as this one and magazine articles, people have come to understand that there's really a dichotomy, that it's either on-premise within their office where they could look at the physical server, or it's in the cloud. So if you're using your Gmail solution, or if you're using QuickBooks Online or anything solution like that, it's a cloud-based solution, and they call it cloud computing. And if you're using an application where you need to buy a server and you need to install the software on it, that is an on-premise solution. So that dichotomy has happened. It's kind of clarified or perhaps simplified the market that it's either on-premise or in the cloud.
Good explanation. Now, what are the major benefits of cloud computing?
Cloud computing has a tremendous amount of benefits, which is why it has taken on like a storm, and it is a paradigm shift, and it's changed how people are working and using software. It is very much akin to what leasing did to the car industry, where, you know, you could buy, for instance, you know, cars that are much more expensive by leasing them in an affordable monthly amount where you could not do that, let's say, 20, 30 years ago. So cloud computing has brought that for everybody in the market. There are several benefits. Some of them, one that I just alluded to was pay as you go, and there's no upfront cost, so you no longer need to pay, you know, a few $100,000 to buy the software, install it, maintain it, and maybe it may or may not work. You basically go with a pay-as-you-go model, and you pay on a monthly basis, and you only use what you need. You don't have to buy all these extra solutions and then perhaps not have the need for it. Because it's in the cloud, it doesn't require any installation. You don't require maintenance. You don't have to have extra staff for it to go ahead and maintain the solutions for it. And one of the things that people sometimes downplay, but to me is an absolute must, is the explanation of multi-tenancy. And what I mean by that is the cloud provider has a series of servers in the, on the Internet where you could go ahead and use them. And by you taking your piece of that server and using it, you are able to have access to a tremendous amount of resources that you otherwise would not. For instance, let me give you an example. Your cell phone is yours, your phone number is yours, and your conversation is private. But the moment you dial a number and call somewhere, you are using a public cell cloud to go from one cell to the other to another. You might be talking to somebody on their cell phone in Japan. And this is something that no small business, in fact, not many of those large businesses could afford on their own. And the only way this is affordable is by the fact that so many people are using the same shared infrastructure in order to have the sales going. And that multi-tenancy is what allowed that growth of cellular technology to the point that every kid in grade school right now still has cell phones, and there's more cell phones than people in the United States. So that is the multi-tenancy, and that benefit comes from the cloud as well, where you could have that server shared by a large number of people, still have your private piece of it, still it's your private section, but you are benefiting from the power that is shared amongst all. And because of this, there is no scaling up or down, meaning that if you are seasonal or if you have any other reason for it to, you know, to have more and more servers, you basically have the cloud provider provide you with more services. If by chance you downsize, you are not stuck with a bunch of boat anchors, and you don't have to lay off a bunch of people because of this infrastructure, what you do is you basically use less of the software. So all of this dynamic, you could fine-tune it to your business, you could pay as you go, not have to invest so much up front, has allowed for so many new entrepreneurs to be born because the barrier to entry has been substantially lowered by cloud computing.
And that is phenomenal, without a question. Now, today we're joined by Siamak Farah, the founder and CEO of InfoStreet and widely regarded as the pioneer of cloud-based apps. InfoStreet introduced its first business software via the cloud in 1995 with its flagship productivity application, StreetSmart. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, Mr. Farah, how can cloud computing help entrepreneurs?
So all the reasons that we just mentioned are great help, but in addition to that, primarily speaking, that entrepreneurs are not always from the tech area. And, you know, because of the dot-com boom in the 1990s, many people think that entrepreneurs are all tech people, but that's not at all the case. In fact, the tech people are in such a minority that there are entrepreneurs in every facet of business. However, they are sometimes bogged down with having to deal with IT and infrastructure. They have to hire staff that they don't quite understand, and they don't really know how who to hire and how much to pay them and all that kind of stuff, and they may have to be working three different shifts around the clock. So there's a lot of expenses and a lot of expertise that needs to be attained in order to have a nice infrastructure to operate your business. Now, the cloud brings that sort of IT in a box for you because you're able to now have all that available to you, all that technology, and you can focus on the business that you are doing. So nowadays, almost everybody that is doing business needs some technical aspect to it, meaning that even if you're a doctor, a dentist, whatever, you may have an online appointment scheduling tool or something like that, because the the public at large expected. I had to take my car for service yesterday, and I went online and just used their calendar, and I booked it as opposed to make a phone call. So regards to what business you are, you need an online aspect, and that online aspect, that IT and all that kind of stuff, was always beyond reach for most entrepreneurs. But now with cloud computing, it automatically comes with that. So if you use an online scheduling software, it's the software vendor that's making sure that that software is up to date 24 hours a day and that the bandwidth is always available and the server is withstanding all the loads. So you could now focus on what you are best at as opposed to be bogged down with grunt work.
And how can cloud computing reduce business costs for entrepreneurs as well? What would you say to that regard?
So one of the things that we just talked about is perhaps not having to have extra staff that may or may not be fully utilized in a given company and you quite don't understand how to manage them. That's one area where human costs are always very high and, you know, you don't have to have as much of that in there. Secondly is that fact that you pay for what you need and pay as you go. As you know, most of the waste in every company is buying things that they never use. I mean, in fact, most families, you know, how many times you clean the fridge and there's so many things that gone bad that you bought that you never used. The same thing happens for a small business and for an entrepreneur. So by having the cloud solutions be right-sized to you at all times, you could tweak it with a couple of clicks of a button, you could always reduce your cost to what is exactly necessary. And secondarily, the cloud by its very nature and by the fact that it kind of introduced the model of lease versus buy, it had reduced the cost of what you have been using as well. So you may had to have in the past pay $200-$300 for some sort of software or sometimes $2,000-$3,000, sometimes tens of thousands for software and then buy the hardware and install all that. But now you're paying monthly and some of those softwares are like $10 a month or $20 a month or whatnot. And, you know, when you kind of do the calculation, you have to be using the same software some 20 years in order to break even with what you used to pay for it 5 years ago. All these add to the fact that there's a tremendous amount of cost savings for the entrepreneurs, and also they're providing other tools. For instance, the average company out there didn't have a workflow management system because they had to go spend a few a few hundred thousand dollars, put it together, and then they had to train all their users to use it, and then they may or may not adopt it in a given company. But now you could go ahead and use a workflow management system, which arguably could make your company 40% more efficient and be at $10 a month and then have your users use it. And if they don't adopt it, you had very little investment. If they adopt it, you get a 40% increase in your efficiency, and that is a direct cost saving for the company. So there's both direct cost saving and indirect cost saving, and either way, cloud computing shines.
Now tell our listeners where they can get more information about InfoStreet Online.
They could go to www.infostreet.com, and they could sign up on our Sky Desktop for free. There is no cost whatsoever to use that. And there's a few applications that are provided for free, and there are other applications they could use in our app market and, you know, use free trials. If they like it, they buy it. If they don't like it, they don't buy it. But it's easy to try and see how it affects their company at www.infostreet.com.
And you can bet I'll be jumping on that ASAP. Now, in conclusion, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in regards to what we've been speaking about today?
Well, one of the biggest points that I would like to make is don't wait. Cloud computing is not something that is yet to be proven. It's already proven. It's already a paradigm shift. Most of your competition are already on it, and you could use this efficiency and cost saving and gain on your competition. The world is going this direction. The sooner you adopt it, the better off you are with your company. And as I mentioned, you could go ahead with very little investment to find new ways to grow your company and make your company more efficient. And most importantly, the cloud scales with you. So you could go ahead and, you know, as you grow, you don't have to stop and upgrade to a certain amount of hardware. It just grows with you. So there is really no reason to wait. You would be doing yourself a disservice to do so. go ahead, try it. All of them have free trials. It is something that is going to increase your efficiency. And it's one of those things in life that once you use it for a while, you say, how did I ever get away without it? And now you know for a fact that you should try that because the market has moved this way.
It definitely has. We've been speaking with Sia Mac Farah, the founder and CEO of InfoStreet and widely regarded as the pioneer of cloud-based apps. InfoStreet introduced its first business software via the cloud in 95 with its flagship productivity application, Street Smart. And the website of reference, once again, is InfoStreet.com. Exciting stuff. Mr. Farah, thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
It was my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.
You are very welcome, and the pleasure was ours. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.